Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about something that is very important in my opinion, bounce rate. You know, five possible reasons visitors leave your website. Not only bounce rate, that's one of the terms that is used with Google Analytics when you're measuring, you know, site visitors and stuff. And it is something that you want to pay attention to. So we're going to tell you five things that we think could be causing you problems if visitors are leaving your website.
Yeah, and the good thing about this list is for the most part, these are very easy to fix. And I would say for sure, three out of the five, you can fix very quickly without, you know, completely redoing your website. And so the first one on the list is site too slow. Now, that could be because you're on poor hosting, you don't have proper caching, your images are way too big. There's lots of reasons that go into that. But definitely, we have some other episodes on here that will help you speed up your website. So go to wpthepodcast.com and type in, speed or website too slow or whatever, and you'll find the episode. But that is huge. That's not going to just affect your bounce rate, but that can also affect your rankings. Having a website that is super slow, Google's really big on that these days.
Number two on our list is too many pop-ups. You're trying to sell when you shouldn't be sell. You know, take it from a pretty good salesperson. I don't ever try to just sell my stuff all the time. You want to continuously provide value and then easily transition them into sales over time. So if I come to your website and I've got a pop-up flying within 2 seconds of getting to the website before I even get to find what I want to look for, I've got it flying up from the bottom in the corner, and as soon as I hit exit, I get another one, I'm probably not coming back to your website. So too many pop-ups, you know, use them, but use them correctly. And we've even talked about it in past episodes here as well.
Yeah. The next one on the list is your site isn't mobile friendly. Come on, it's 2018. If your site isn't mobile friendly, there's really no excuse. Responsive web design has become mainstream. Make sure that you're using a theme or theme framework, or manually code it yourself and make sure it's responsive so that it looks great on every device and users don't have to zoom in because users are expecting a good mobile experience.
Yeah, and I think that is only going to get more and more as we go in the future. I think, you know, more and more people are going to be, they're using their phones for everything just about these days, from ordering food, ordering rides, you know, contacting people. I think it's just everything's going to be driven by the mobile device. So you definitely want to make sure that one's taken care of. Next on our list, number four, is your web design is more attractive than functional. And I'll be the first to admit, when I first started, you know, building WordPress websites for clients and stuff, I wanted to design really awesome looking stuff because I had a little bit of an ego, and it was important to me that you thought I was a great web designer. What I learned over the years of building WordPress websites is, you know, understanding the end goals of a website is more important than a great looking website. So functionality does play into it. If I come to your website and it's beautiful, it may awe me for like 2 seconds, but it's not going to keep me there forever. The valuable content that you put out is going to be what draws me to your website and keeps me there. So remember that. Content is very important, and site functionality is as well.
Yeah, great point. The last reason on our list for five possible reasons visitors may be leaving your website is your images are boring. We've all been to those websites where the images are like the really outdated looking stock images. People don't want to see that. They want to see things that are unique, that grab their attention. And so if your images on your website are look like they were taken from a website from like 1995, then you probably need to update some things. There's lots of great stock image libraries out there, a lot of free ones, Unsplash, Pexels, just to name a couple. So make sure you have images that are captivating and that help tell the story.
elegant themes.
They have a huge image library now too.
Yeah, just to throw that out there, they have recently started putting very high quality Creative Commons licenses on a lot of the images that they use in their free layout packs, and you can use them on any project. So
And they hire photographers to go out and take those. So they're completely custom and they're unique. And sometimes you might find a really great stock image and it looks great, but then you realize that a lot of people are using it because it's, you know, very common and taken from a lot of the same stock image libraries. Elegant Themes. Only thing is they haven't compiled them into one easy to find place yet on their site. You basically have to take them from the layouts at this
point.
That's
because they're smart, man. They want you to subscribe to their blog.
Yeah, that's true.
To come back every week to get them. So, all right. Tomorrow we've got another great episode, Why You Should Always Be Open-Minded in Business, with Business and Technology. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.